And now a content theft in plain sight that may be legal, but just feels wrong. In 2005, Jonathan Colton quit his job writing software to devote himself to music. One of his first big successes was his own arrangement of Sir Mix-a-Lot's pop rap classic, Baby Got Back. 8 years later, his exact arrangement ended up uncredited on the Fox TV show Glee. Colton wasn't compensated, but he certainly was weirded out. Jonathan, welcome to On the Media.
Thanks for having me.
All right, the song is Baby Got Back. We're going to play the original Sir Mix-a-Lot version.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
So you like that song, but you could improve that.
Far be it from me to question Sir Mix-a-Lot's take on that song, but I do like the song. I find it to be a message of empowerment about body image. So I did a style of that song that is slow and sensitive and folky and extremely white.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
That is definitely white.
And I like to think there's another level where I'm commenting a little bit on the history of white musicians appropriating music from black musicians and maybe not fully understanding what they're doing.
So you dropped that cover years ago, and a few weeks ago, this other version of Baby Got Back showed up on the internets.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with a nitty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
It was a note for note copy of my arrangement, and nobody had ever contacted me. And my first thought was, they can't possibly be doing this, can they?
How long did it take you to ask that same question of a lawyer?
The very first thing I did was get in touch with my lawyers to find out what the legalities of the situation were. And, of course, at that time, there was no real proof that it was definitely going to appear on the episode because that was just a fan website. It appeared to be a leak of the song and not an official release.
And Fox, of course, got wind of you looking into it, and the song never appeared on Glee, right?
That is not what happened. and it did, in fact, air on the episode, seemingly unchanged from the version that was leaked.
And if you were looking for a smoking gun, you, in your original version, watermarked it in a way by using your name, Johnny C. And when the song shows up on Glee, lo and behold,
there it is. And what's hilarious is that the character singing the song is named Adam. So I'm not sure why it's in there.
When you put this up on the internet, what were the copyright conditions under which you posted it?
Well, I released this song under the standard cover license that's available to anybody. I have copyright over the master recording, which is to say the audio file itself. As far as the song goes, that part belongs to Sir Mix-a-Lot. And actually, there's a clause in the copyright code that covers this license that says the arrangement does not receive its own copyright protection. If you ask different lawyers, you get different answers about how true that is. We're still sort of looking into that, and I don't fully understand all the implications at this point.
So could this be a case in which Fox, strictly speaking, didn't break any laws or steal any intellectual property, but just showed a transcendent lack of self-respect?
Your words, not mine. The thing that my lawyers have become more interested in is the idea that they may have actually used my audio in the track. Some fans of mine have done some amateur sleuthing and uncovered a few artifacts that seem like they could not have gotten there other than by them using my tracks. If they did, in fact, use my audio, that is a pretty clear violation of copyright.
Fox, the network, hasn't commented publicly, but you did hear from the producers of the show?
I heard from someone on the music side of Glee who, a few hours before the show aired, called my agent and said, we're within our rights to do this. We would hope that he would see it as a positive thing that he could capitalize on. And really, he should be grateful for the exposure that this is going to give him. Now, of course, it's hard to claim that you are giving someone exposure when you have not mentioned their name anywhere. The way I sort of read this is that this is a policy created by a pack of Fox attorneys. I don't have any quarrel with the creative people at Glee or with the Glee fans or anything. I suspect there are probably a lot of people on that side who wish that this had gone differently as well.
Now, this bizarre little story has just the most delicious twist. Tell me what you did.
So many of my fans have been expressing this sympathetic rage online. So I tried to think of a way to positively channel all of this energy. And what I did was I released a new version of my original cover version of Sir Mix-a-Lot's song as a single on iTunes. I called it Baby Got Back in the Style of Glee. And it is exactly the same recording as my original recording. And from now until the end of February, all the profits I will donate to the It Gets Better project and the VH1 Save the Music Foundation, two causes that are pretty closely associated with the message of Glee and with the fans who enjoy it.
And how's it selling?
Much to my surprise and delight, I believe it actually cracked the top 100 selling songs on iTunes, which is amazing and hilarious.
Jonathan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jonathan Colton is a musician and an involuntary contributor to the Fox program Glee. We asked Fox for comment, but the network declined.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.